13, Jefferson Forrest has led from the time Keenan Cupid took the opening kickoff. 78 yards back for his score. The point after went wide right, but JF has led 12-0 after one. Cupid had a 10-yard touchdown run, two-point conversion pass fell incomplete. Cupid's third score was an 11-yard run midway into the second quarter, and then the fireworks really began after that. Jacob Hackworth, 86-yard touchdown run. JF kicked point after those two second quarter scores to make it 26-0. Liberty would get on the board there. Then Taylor Carson, 40 yards out, a couple of penalties aided the drive. Liberty got back into it 26-7, but immediately after that, there was a personal foul. JF ends up watching as Liberty kicks it off from the Cavalier 45. Ball goes right to the goal line where Josh Harris picks it up, weaves through defenders, and goes back 100 yards for a touchdown. The PAT attempt was actually botched on that one as well. Both PATs that were botched for JF came after good special teams plays, kick returns for touchdowns, got him in the end zone. So it was 32-7. Cupid would add a four-yard touchdown run 42 seconds before halftime to make it 40-7 after the O'Donnell two-point run. And then Anthony, an 85-yard touchdown on the kickoff return for Liberty, but the point after was low, so it's 40-13 here at half. Fireworks, not the most crisp, Pat. There's some things the coaching staffs can clean up, but Coach, your overall impressions of how we've fared through the first 24 minutes.
Well, again, the biggest thing, we know that the biggest asset JF has is their offense, and their offense has really looked pretty sharp tonight. They missed an opportunity in the red zone with a fumble right there, and then, of course, the other right before halftime. You know, they had less than 30 seconds, and they had a shot at the end zone with a 25-yard little pass play there, but they have not had to punt. So offensively, they have maintained the ball, and the key is we talked about defense, and I think Liberty's offense has not been able to do what they wanted to be able to do against JF's defense. So credit to JF's defense for the way they played. Again, they're sitting back in a 4-3. They got two safeties. And, you know, Liberty's had some big plays. They had a great series where they got their touchdown. But other than that, for the most part, the key has been JF's defense.
And they've looked very effective so far. Multiple looks. They've had some five linemen down. They've had three. They've had four. How much do you think that's helped their success?
It's definitely helped their success because they can mix it up. You know, the linebackers, those outside linebackers especially, they can do adjustments, as we call them. You know, they can play those outside linebackers in an up. So they might have four down linemen, but they call it an up. Then they have the outside linebackers walking up on the line of scrimmage, and that gives it a whole different look. And it's different blocking schemes, and they've actually been bringing some pressure. They've had blitzed the linebackers a number of times. They made it tough for Liberty's offense, for sure.
They have indeed, and JF has done a lot of things right to get them to this 40-13 lead at Liberty as we're here at halftime. We'll come back. We'll get you caught up on scores going on around the area. That includes the UVA Boise State game when we return after this on 100.9 WIQOradio.com and the WIQO app. Jefferson Forrest, 40, Liberty 13. We're at the Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show.
Hello, friends. This is Mike Lewis with the Virginia Talk Radio Network, WIQO and ESPN Radio in Virginia. Our entertaining and informative stations attract listeners who are actively engaged and who actually listen to our advertising partners' messages. As we expand and grow, we have opportunities for sales professionals to join our team in Lynchburg, Danville, Roanoke, and the surrounding areas. We're looking for folks who can create and maintain good relationships while providing stellar customer service. Media sales experience is a plus, but not required. Sound interesting? Then let's talk about our unique combination of format, coverage area, local programming, and flexible pricing. Email us with your resume at info@virginiatalkradionetwork.com, and let's get started taking care of business together.
Taking care of business.
What does it mean to be in good hands? It means you get an expert agent who's in it for the long haul. We'll get to know you and be there for you as your coverage needs change. Lynchburg Allstate agent Robert Gammon will give you a free, no-obligation personalized insurance proposal. And see for yourself what it means to be in good hands. Call Lynchburg Allstate agent Robert Gammon. Gammon at 434-832-1110 or stop by anytime at his office at 3311B Waterlick Road in Lynchburg.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
Foxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Foxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Foxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Foxley, building on a century of delivering quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete throughout Central and Southwest Virginia.
Got a crack problem? You know the symptoms. Poor reaction time. Can't see straight. Endless financial mess. Apple Auto Glass knows cracks in your windshield lead to serious problems for you and everyone on the roads. So bring your car to their new location at 3502 Mayflower Drive in Lynchburg as soon as you see the crack. Apple Auto Glass is still locally owned, so you'll speak with Harold, not Mystery Man from an 800 number. They'll handle insurance claims too. Apple Auto Glass, your local shop ensuring fast resolutions to your windshield crack.
Roll along here on our Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show. It is 40-13. Jefferson Forest has led since Keenan Cupid took the opening kickoff. 78 yards for a touchdown. PAT no good, but JF has not trailed in this game, and they lead 40-13 over Liberty as we're here at halftime. It's homecoming here at Liberty High School, and it's time for us, Coach, to take a look at scores going on across the region. We'll start off with a big 4A football game implications. Blacksburg, we know they've got dynamic running game, and they lead Salem in the second quarter 21-9. Other games going on right now. This one is a very low scoring game in the second quarter. Heritage, a touchdown, but a missed extra point. It's just 6-0 as they are at, quote unquote, EC Glass. They share the same stadium. Second quarter as well, 14-0, Amherst on top of Brookville in that contest. And nearing halftime, it's Rustburg trailing LCA 28-14.
Well,
Coach, your impressions.
I tell you what stands out for me is the big surprise, of course, you know, if we talk outside the Seminole, you know, just Blacksburg ahead of Salem. You know, Salem makes great adjustments. Salem was behind with Amherst at the beginning of the season, turned the second half into their favor, and they've come back and win. So there's a lot left in that game. So you know, if you're getting excited that Salem might lose, you know, never count them out. And then, of course, 6-0 is my biggest surprise. You know, Heritage has one of the best teams in Central Virginia by far. We put them at the highest level in Central Virginia right now. Between Roanoke and Charlottesville, I would pick Heritage. So to be up 6-0, that's giving a lot of credit to EC Glass. That's showing that EC Glass is potentially a contender right there. 6-0, that's pretty amazing.
It really is. And, Coach Woody, we knew they were getting results on the win column, but a little bit of a different schedule before he came in. He's now in his third year starting to put his imprint on that program. And, you know, we'll see how that game unfolds. We know Heritage can strike quickly and score in bunches, but to be in that game in the second quarter, and you have to think, if you're, you know, an EC Glass fan, that's a good sign that it's low scoring too, because you probably don't want to get in the shootout with Heritage.
Well, you definitely don't want to do that. So, you know, two things. Number one, Glass's defense must be doing some good things, you would assume. Now, of course, we're not at the game, so, you know, we don't know if Heritage is, you know, fumbling, you know, having turnovers, penalty problems. I mean, that could tie into it, but Heritage defense, though, holding Glass to no scoring right now, that's a big implication, too.
It is indeed. And, you know, another one of note, Amherst up on top of Brookville, 14-0. We'll see how that holds up. But Brookville's another one of those teams that you wondered, you know, if their record may have been a little bit higher than normal because they haven't played as difficult of a non-district schedule. And, you know, you say that to a degree relative to Amherst, who their non-district schedule, Blacksburg and Salem. They play both of them, and GW Danville as well. They're 1-2, but you know that's a 1-2 that you got to remember who they play.
Yeah, I mean that their non-district schedule is absolutely brutal, and the advantage to that, even though they have a 1-2 record, the advantage to that is they have played high caliber football against high caliber teams. So you get another team that comes in like Brookville, 3-0. Nothing against Jonathan Meeks and the Brookville Bees, but they have not played at the level that Amherst has been put through in the first three games of the season. And that's a big indicator when you get on the gridiron right there and you play some really tough teams and the other team hasn't played that high a level, that can affect a little bit about what's going on.
It really can. It can prepare you and can get you mentally ready and, you know, what it takes to put together a good winning effort. Just the vision of that changes so drastically if you've had to go against stout competition in the early going of the season. One other score going on right now. This is not high school football related. Rather, it's college football related, but it is in the ACC. The Virginia Cavaliers, they trail at Boise State 7-0, though they are knocking on the door late first quarter. They've got it third down and goal from the Boise State 2-yard line. That's early on. It's 3:53 to go in the first quarter, so that one is of note as well. We'll see what happens there. Does Boise blow out Virginia again, or do the Cavaliers stick around and maybe even pull off the upset? That would be the Virginia Cavaliers. No upset if JF wins. It'd be a shocker if they end up losing this game because they lead at halftime at Liberty 40-13 on the Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show. By the way, we can let you know Virginia has just punched it into the end zone to tie it up against Boise State with 3:10 left in the first quarter. So it's 40-13. Liberty trails Jefferson Forest. We're on the Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show. It's homecoming from Liberty, and we come your way again with more after this.
The Green Tag sales event is going on now through the end of September at Motor Mile Mitsubishi on the Sheeler Motor Mile. Prices have been reduced on our incredible selection of new Mitsubishi, like the 2017 Outlander ES with third row seat, backup camera, Bluetooth, privacy glass, child safety locks, steering wheel controls, and up to 30 highway MPG, only $20,558 with special 0% financing available. Plus, for a limited time, every new vehicle bought or leased at Sheeler comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Seeing red on your credit report? Get a fresh start during the Green Tag sales event, because at Sheeler,
we own the finance company. We say yes.
And if you have a trade, get cash or maybe lower your payment. Just need to sell your car, we will buy it and pay you top dollar.
The Green Tag sales event on the Sheeler Motor Mile at Motor Mile Mitsubishi.
ID1 exit 118C in Christiansburg. Call 866-SHEELER1 or shop 24/7 at MotorMileMitsubishi.com. Motor Mile Mitsubishi, it's so worth the drive.
Stock number MT17390, MSRP 24765. Dealer retains all factory rebates and incentives plus tax, tag, title, and $4.99 processing fee. 0% for limited term on select vehicles with approved credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, retailer.
Heart and courage. They're what Jefferson Forest High School football and lacrosse players invest in the Cavaliers. And you get to invest in a good time. Reserve your tickets for the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit on Saturday, October 7th at Phase 2. Enjoy performances from national country duo Smithfield and special guest Rutledge while competing in a cornhole tournament. The party starts at 4 and is capped by a special DJ dance party. It's the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now at phase2club.com. Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
Since 1995, Reed's Fine Furnishings has been known for beautiful, quality furnishings. Right now, you can find Ekernest Stressless Sofas and Chairs, ergonomically designed to support the spine, at fantastic savings. They're ideal for a sports fan or an athlete. Reed's is also proud to showcase Stickley Furniture. For over 100 years, Stickley has manufactured heirloom quality pieces. Shop with Reed's now in Forest and Roanoke for the best prices of the year.
We've all been there. Maybe you were reliving the glory days on the football field with your son. One overzealous catch earned you one sprained ankle. Maybe you lived a little too long in the land of denial with that minor cold turned sinus infection. For all of life's moments, turn to Centra Urgent Care. From itches to stitches to coughs and colds and everything in between, we've got you covered. The walk-in clinic located on Forest Road is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Centra Urgent Care. No appointment necessary.
Indian Rock Tactical has the region's largest tactical and military surplus selection. And because Indian Rock Tactical buys in bulk, this large and unique selection of guns, ammo, military, and tactical gear is at low prices. It's simple supply and demand. Indian Rock Tactical's large supply demands they keep prices low. Got a specific need? Shop 24/7 at IndianRockTactical.com and visit Indian Rock Tactical between Roanoke and Lynchburg on Route 460 just west of Bedford and coming this November to Ward's Road in Lynchburg.
Forty to 13, we're working our way back toward the start of the second half on the Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show. Ed Lane with the coach, Rick Kennedy. That 40-13 edge goes to Jefferson Forest. Coach, JF dominated the first half. They ran the ball well. Their defense really clamped down. They missed on some play-action passes, and you could tell Coach Christmas really wants to get that part of the game working. And they even had some kick returns for a touchdown. There are, however, a couple of areas, missed extra points, to name a few of them, where they'd like to clean things up, passing game as well, just the simple execution. Your overall keys to the second half for JF and then Liberty?
Well, again, the keys for JF right now, everything's going their way. You know, offense is moving the ball, they're scoring, they have not had to punt. Defense is playing pretty solid. Probably just clean up the little things. You know, penalties, they've had a lot of penalties. They've had two personal penalties. They've had a couple other penalties. So, you know, for JF, I would think they would want to, you know, play clean, reduce the penalties, and any mistakes. You know, they did have the turnover, the fumble. So that would be the key for JF. Liberty, on the other hand, both sides of the ball, special teams, you name it, they need to fix a lot of different things. They need to work on, first of all, stopping JF's offense. They have not been able to do that the whole night. Number two, their special teams have just been giving up big play after big play. They need to fix that. And then, again, offensively, they did have the one series they scored. They need to just make some first downs and move the ball. A lot of things going on for Liberty right there.
There are indeed, and that's why they're trailing 40-13. We'll come back. We'll get you set for the kickoff of the second half. You've been listening to the Reed's Fine Furnishings Halftime Show. JF leads at Liberty 40-13.
Foxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Foxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Foxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Foxley, building on a century of quality. Foxley, a proud supporter of the communities they serve for over 100 years and counting.
What does it mean to be in good hands? It means you get an expert agent who's in it for the long haul. We'll get to know you and be there for you as your coverage needs change. Lynchburg Allstate agent Robert Gammon will give you a free, no-obligation personalized insurance proposal. And see for yourself what it means to be in good hands. Call Lynchburg Allstate agent Robert Gammon at 434-832-1110. Or stop by anytime at his office at 3311B Waterlick Road in Lynchburg.
Got a crack problem? You know the symptoms. Poor reaction time. Can't see straight. Endless financial mess. Apple Auto Glass knows cracks in your windshield lead to serious problems for you and everyone on the roads. So bring your car to their new location at 3502 Mayflower Drive in Lynchburg as soon as you see the crack. Apple Auto Glass is still locally owned, so you'll speak with Harold, not Mystery Man from an 800 number. They'll handle insurance claims too. Apple Auto Glass, your local shop, ensuring fast resolutions to your windshield crack. Heart and Courage, they're what Jefferson Forest High School football and lacrosse players invest in the Cavaliers. And you, you get to invest in a good time. Reserve your tickets for the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit on Saturday, October 7th at Phase 2. Enjoy performances from national country duo Smithfield and special guest Rutledge while competing in a cornhole tournament. The party starts at 4 and is capped by a special DJ dance party. It's the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now at phase2club.com. Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
Win big this football season with Bridgestone. Now through October 8th, buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires and you can get a $70 Visa prepaid card by mail. Bridgestone, trusted performance when you need it most.
Get $70 by mail and a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible tires. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, expiration applies.
Harris Tire, Madison Heights, Lynchburg, and 4. Service you can trust since 1967.
Up the 40-yard line for Jefferson Forest. Will Strain's going to boot it away from left to right to start this third quarter. It'll be a line drive kick, and it's going to sail back into the end zone for a touchback. So Liberty will start at their own 20, working from the south end zone toward the north one and trailing 40-13. Ed Lane with the coach, Rick Kennedy, in the second half. Comeback quest for Liberty starts now, trailing by 4 scores. And to borrow the phrase from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and the famous ULA coach, Coach Watts, might have said, all we need is 4 quick touchdowns, and we'll be right back in this one, because that's what they need right now.
Well, and it's got to start right now, too. They need to they cannot go 3-and-out right here. They cannot turn the ball right back over to JF's offense. They got to sustain a drive. They need to get some field position. I mean, there's all kinds of things they need to be working right now.
Liberty, an I formation, and it's a snap give to the up back diving forward up to the 25-yard line. It's a gain of 5 and a nice run there by Saunders. It'll be 2nd and 5.
Well, again, that's their double dive. Quarterback, we don't know if he's reading it or if it's being called from the coach, you know, but that's the first read he's getting. He's handing it off. He has a second read, or he could keep it.
So it's a deep I formation again here for Liberty. Snap this time. It's a give to the deep back. Carson tries to slip by one man at the 25. Uses his strength to get up to the 26 off left tackle around the seam. But that's it. It'll be 3rd and 4 coming up for Liberty. Clock is working now, 45 seconds into the third quarter.
And again, you know, the other key is, you know, at halftime, you know, what kind of adjustments are the coaches making? What have they seen the whole first half that they can make adjustments to help their team? And right now, JF looks like they're staying in the same basic 4-3 defense. They got 2 safeties.
JF shifts on the defensive line. Pitch right side. Carson slips by a man at the 25. Barrels up on the right side seam past the 30 to the 33. And it's enough for a Liberty first down. He needed 4 and collects 7.
Well, that was big. I mean, they needed that. They needed the first down. Again, they need to try to establish the line of scrimmage. I know that time it was a perimeter play. It was a quick toss. It was a great run right there by number 1, Taylor Carson. So first down, and see what they can come up with now. Keep the ball moving.
40-13, Jefferson Forest leads. Liberty's got the ball. First drive for the second half. Snap, and it's a give to the first back. He dives right up the middle past the 40. And up to the 41-yard line, Liberty's run the ball very effective. Trey Saunders, another one of those inside carries. He's got 2 of those now here in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. And Liberty, you know, so far in this quarter, looks like they're finding some ways to get the ball moving.
Again, you know, one of the things coaches do is they challenge their players at halftime. I'm sure the the head coach, Chris Watts, and the offensive lineman, they were challenging their offensive line to get a push on these defensive guys for JF right here.
Snap this time, and it's a give to the deep back. Carson breaks one tackle, and that's it. Actually, it's the quarterback keeper, and he's tackled in the backfield back at the 39, so it's a loss of three, and that'll set up third down and four on that run.
Well, again, that time the play backfired. I don't know if it was a misread by the quarterback, but he ended up with the ball and nowhere to go, and they were right there to make the play for a big loss here.
Drake Schaefer tried to keep it, and Taylor Carson, the running back, tried to fake it till he made it, but it didn't help. Snap this time. Quick throw over to the right side. Bobbled and dropped. They say no, it was pulled in. They'll say the pass is complete to the 41-yard, the 44-yard line, and up for a first down. Boy, it looked like John Gass bobbled and dropped that, but the referee was right on top of it.
Well, I tell you, for Liberty, it's a good thing they don't have instant
replay.
Yeah, because I'm thinking that call would have been overturned because he bobbled it, and then he went to the ground with it, and I think the ground helped him kind of pull that in.
Kind of a bang-bang play, but Liberty catches a break. They need it down by 27, 40-13, under 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. First and 10 at their own 44. Pitch to Carson, right side, up to the 45, breaks the defender's tackle at the 50-yard line where he's finally brought down by a couple other Cavaliers defenders. But another good run on first down, and we've seen that. That's one of the consistent themes on this drive for the Minutemen, Coach, is good first down plays for Liberty.
Well, again, they're setting themselves up in manageable other downs. Second down and four is very manageable. You got a lot more plays you can go to than, you know, second and nine or second and loss of two, you know, or something like that. So, again, the offense has been challenged, I think, at halftime, and they're answering right now.
That first Taylor Carson run of the sequence went for seven. This one runs for five, and he needed three, so he's down to the 44. It's enough for a first down.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, you know, you don't want to, as a coach, you don't want to overthink yourself. And I think maybe the first half, Liberty's coaches were really maybe trying to do too much. They are staying very basic right here. They're running their best plays and letting the kids execute them, and sometimes that's all it takes, you know.
They make it a little less complicated than it has to be. Liberty ball, first down and 10 from the 44. Pitch again to Carson. He'll go left side at the numbers at the 40. Stops. Now cuts back down to the 36. Taylor Carson gains eight more, and seems like he's really finding a groove on this drive for Liberty.
Yeah, they definitely have got something going right here. And again, looking back over now and seeing what kind of adjustments Liberty, JF's offense has actually moved back out of their 4-3 and back into a 4-4. So they got one safety in the middle field. They got their two corners, and then they're playing with their outside linebacker. Sometimes they're back. Sometimes he's back. Sometimes he walks up on the line of scrimmage. But JF needs to really step up defense because they've let the offense run the ball right now.
And a snap, and it's a give-dive play, and this time it's Saunders. Stops at the 25, left side numbers at the 20. Cuts back at the 10, tries to cut back outside to the 5 where he's brought down. Trey Saunders, a 30-yard gain. He shifted left, then right, then back out left again to give Liberty first down and goal from the Cavalier 5.
This is the best we've seen Liberty's offense look the entire game. I mean, everything's working right now. Their offensive line is getting off. They're getting a push. Running backs are hitting the hole full speed, or they're seeing vision, or making cuts, and they're driving the ball. They're inside the red zone right now, and this is the best we've seen them all game.
Liberty drive has lasted 5:20 and counting as we're midway through the third quarter. First and goal from the 5. Snap this time, and it's a give play off the right side of the offensive line. Stop just shy of the end zone. It'll be a gain of about 3. That was Taylor Carson, and the Cavaliers defense bottled him up. So Liberty's going to have to wait one more time to try to get one of the 4 quick touchdowns to get right back in this one.
Well, Liberty, JF tried to bring some heat that time. They blitzed the inside linebackers, and luckily the quarterback pulled off the first dive man, and it was actually their second dive, double dive running back that got the ball, and they got some positive yardage right there.
So Jefferson Forest and Liberty engaged in a spirited contest. It's 40-13. Liberty's trying to get back in this one, and it's a dive play. This time the ball pops loose. JF says they've got it, and they do.
Turnover by Liberty. What a backbreaker on the muff exchange there. And JF takes over at their own five. But more importantly, it stunts a Liberty drive that had lasted 6 minutes and 14 seconds. No points to show for it.
Wow. That hurts. I mean, if you're a Liberty Minuteman, that hurt right there. You had a heck of a drive, and you gave it away on a turnover inside the five-yard line. What a tough break.
And JF's going to take over at their own five-yard line. Their offense has moved well. Now they have a chance for a real clock-eating drive, and it's going to be a dive play off the right side of the offensive line up to about the 9-yard line. Keenan Cupid on that run. It'll be 2nd and 6 coming up for Jefferson Forest. And big thing for them now, Coach, is now they get a chance to work that clock. Liberty had it working, and they were fine with it if they could score. But for JF now, they would love to bleed this clock even further down and just limit the amount of chances Liberty has to get back in this one.
Yeah, I mean the first half of the third quarter was all Liberty, all the way down the whole field now, and that's the best thing that JF could have hoped for, is to burn that clock with no points.
40-13, snap this time. It's a pitch left side, stopping at the 10, cutting up on the right side, numbers past the 15. Hackworth, he gets spun down around the 25. It's enough to move the chains for a Cavalier first down. That is their first down of this half. And it's presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic. A reminder, she's sponsoring USA Night next Friday against LCA at Jefferson Forest High School. Football is for the first 200 families, plus plenty of other surprises from your neighborhood specialist. By the way, you can hear that game right here on 100.9 WIQOradio.com and the WIQO app starting at 6. Snap this time, and it's a dive play inside off left guard. And up to about the 28, 29-yard line. And Cupid on that carry. It'll be 2nd and 6 coming up for JF.
Yeah, they're doing their ground and pound right now. I mean, they're moving the ball. Good yardage there on first down. So they set themselves up right here, and they did a great job on that little toss sweep right there. And what they tried to do is they tried to run it unbalanced and run it back to the weak side. We call that running back to the nub. And the defense over-adjusted. That was a great play.
Snap this time, and it's a give to the second option. It's Cupid into the open field. He barrels over a man on the left side, numbers at the 45, up to midfield. That's a real physical run. It's Marvin Blake, rather, back in the game. We touched on this a little bit a while ago, a chance to get him some reps here. He's had some fumble issues early in the year and get that confidence and ball security back in focus. And Marvin Blake, a good 20-yard pickup, showing some speed and then physicality to get the first down.
Well, and again, his first touch of the ball, he wants to make a statement. He wanted to show people that he's still in there and can run the ball, even though he has had some fumble issues.
Hackworth and Cupid are in the backfield. Snap, it's going to be kept by O'Donnell. He'll just power his way past the Liberty 45 down to about the 42. It's a good 8-yard pickup. They may give him even 9. Either way, it's a sizable run on first down.
Yeah, and this clock is just flying right now. We're coming up on almost 3 minutes, and Liberty has to find a way to get a stop and get the ball back. They want any chance to have any opportunities in this ball game.
Brad O'Donnell actually credited with a first down there, moving the chains for Jefferson Forest. Clock is approaching the 3-minute mark. It's at 3:08 and working down. Snap this time, and it's a give off left side. It's Blake, barrels over two defenders, 35, left sideline, 30, 20, 10. He trucks his way to the goal line. And do they say he stepped out? Yes, they do at about the 2.
What a
physical run.
He is a man on a mission right there. He's saying, I can still run this ball. Give it to me and let me show you.
If JF can add that to just the sheer speed of Hackworth, and he's got some athleticism, maybe a little more finesse, the power of Cupid, boy, they can have a very dynamic backfield.
Yeah, and again, JF's got some good things to look forward to. Blake is only a junior. Those other two guys you just mentioned, they're only sophomores. A good part of their line are juniors and sophomores, so Coach Christmas is building over there for sure.
And the offensive line gelling despite early injuries in the first couple games. Snap this time, and it's a dive play toward the goal line, but it's going to be stopped at about the 3. JF will have a chance to keep working this clock. Now inside the 2:30 mark of the third quarter. That time it looked like Cupid on the carry, and it'll be second and goal for JF.
Yeah, they have just absolutely dominated the ground game tonight, without a doubt. Their offensive line, their running backs have owned this field right here of the Liberty Minutemen.
And JF a chance to go up by five touchdowns and impose the ever-known running clock. It's a wishbone formation. We're at the two-minute mark of the third quarter. Second and goal from the two. Snap O'Donnell and the QB keeper toward the goal line and in. Touchdown, Brad O'Donnell from 2 yards out. And JF's lead is ballooned to 46-13.
Well, that whole series was the Marvin Blake show for sure. You know, he came on right here. He didn't get to touch the ball the first half. And when he got his opportunity, he was showing everybody what he can do. And that was great effort, great speed, great power. He was on all cylinders right there, helping them get them down the field for that score.
And all that coming off of the fumble, that touchdown was presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic, number one in the Lynchburg market, number two in Virginia, and number 48 nationally for RE/MAX. She sold 88 homes this year. Snap, pitch, left side, stopping, strain. He'll drop his shoulder toward the goal line. He gets stood up, but he crosses the plane. The two-point try is good. It's 48-13. 35-point lead for JF. 1:54 left in the third quarter. We're back after this.
Heart and courage. They're what Jefferson Forest High School football and lacrosse players invest in the Cavaliers. And you get to invest in a good time. Reserve your tickets for the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit on Saturday, October 7th at Phase 2. Enjoy performances from national country duo Smithfield and special guest Rutledge while competing in a cornhole tournament. The party starts at 4 and is capped by a special DJ dance party. It's the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now at phase2club.com. Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
Five-point lead and a squib kick from Will Strain takes a high hop, bounce, bobbled, and Liberty's going to fall on it at the 24-yard line. No return is no real ability to get a good read on that from Taylor Carson, and Liberty takes over. And how do you respond now? JF gets the 95-yard drive after Liberty fumbled and marched down the field for a good chunk of that third quarter, and now it's a 35-point game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a coach, this is just a difficult situation. You know, realistically, you know you're probably not in the game, but you cannot display that to the kids. You got to keep your kids working at a high level, trying to execute. So you're just trying to be positive, and you want to come up with plays that are going to get positive results.
And JF moved into the neutral zone. Looked like they got back in time. Pitch left side. It's Carson. Stops left side. Numbers 25. Stays on his feet and works his way up with power to the 29-yard line. That's a hard-fought 4 yards, and the clock now approaches 1:15 for Liberty. It's bigger for them. They trail JF 48-13.
Yeah, and again, they're just running that little power sweep right there. They're pulling the linemen. It's almost like a zone concept block, and the linemen are just sprinting as hard and fast as they can over to the left side where the toss is going. And they're just trying to outnumber people and get an opportunity. And again, 5 yards there. So it's a positive gain. And right now, as a Liberty coach, that's what you want. You want every play to be positive and just try to build confidence in your kids.
45 seconds to go in the third quarter. It'll be second and five. Snap. It's going to be a play fake. Dropping back. Quick throw to the right side. Ball is caught. Stopping and spinning off the left side. Right side numbers. And Aladdin Elmery up to the 35. It stops the clock momentarily to move the chains as the Liberty Minutemen pick up the first down.
A good little play action right there. That was a good call. Second down. Manageable second down. Good play action. Another positive play. So, you know, even though you're down by five scores right now, You want to just keep your confidence in your kids up. You don't want to demoralize them.
Liberty trotting over to the sideline. And they finally get set. Last play of the quarter. Snap. This time it's a give. Carson stops, planted to cut left side numbers instead up the seam. And down to the 40, up toward the first down marker. And the third quarter clock comes to a close. 48-13, Jefferson Forest leads Liberty after three. We're back after this on the WIQO app, WIQORadio.com, and 100.9.
Foxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Foxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Foxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Foxley, building on a century of delivering quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete throughout Central and Southwest Virginia.
Since 1995, Reed's Fine Furnishings has been known for beautiful, quality furnishings. Right now, you can find Ekernest stressless sofas and chairs, ergonomically designed to support the spine, at fantastic savings. They're ideal for a sports fan or an athlete. Reed's is also proud to showcase Stickley Furniture. For over 100 years, Stickley has manufactured heirloom quality pieces. Shop with Reed's now in Forest and Roanoke for the best prices of the year.